The board voted to adopt AR 3555, which outlines procedures for settling balances for school meals. According to Haynes School Principal Renee Martin, some past accounts have racked up as much as $800 worth of unpaid meals over the school year.
It's become a problem with the money owed to the school district. So we're going to try to be out ahead of this and making sure that we're, you know, staying with it with our families and keeping them, just keeping, helping them realize the level of their balance so that we're not getting up into the $500, $800 account balances that are, then people are trying to make payment plans or trying to do other things. It's become a problem.
Negative account balances greater than $100 will be forwarded to the superintendent at the end of each month. If payment arrangements are not made for balances exceeding $100, those accounts could be closed from the regular meal program. If an account is closed, the district will provide a lower-cost alternate meal. Here's Martin.
I don't plan on micromanaging the lunchroom to the extent that it's like, oh no, this kid is at 105. It's a place for us to start. It's a place for us to get parents. And if we get to that point, then we'll have to go there. But it's like, I am really feeling that we can be preventive here and not have to resort to this level. But we have to have something in place so that we can say, look, parent, I'm really sorry, but this is what we're going to have to do.
Although the policy aims to avoid large outstanding balances, it also makes clear that no student will be denied a school meal because of inability to pay. Applications for free and reduced meals can be submitted at any time and are available on the district's website and from food service staff. The school board also approved a contract for a superintendent mentorship at the meeting Tuesday. Under the contract, former interim superintendent Rich Carlson will provide assistance to Superintendent Roy Getchell during his first few months on the job. Carlson will receive compensation for on-site visits as well as remote mentoring services as needed. The contract term runs from July 1st to December 31st, 2018, with total compensation not to exceed $8,000. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.